You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, From Within. Let's take a look at Mark chapter 7, verses 20 through 23. And he said, "That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." Let's take a look at James 3, verse 14. "But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth." So when we look at bitter envying, this is where someone wants something so much that they're angry and hateful over it. So this is an example of, this is not true wisdom. If the condition of heart has bitter and envying in it, this is an example of not having true wisdom. And if the heart, you know, has evil thoughts, if there's adulteries, fornications and murders and thefts and covetousness and wickedness and deceit and lasciviousness and evil eye and blasphemy, pride and foolishness, all of these things show that if this is in the heart, then it's going to be in the life. And if the life, if this is in the heart, then the life is going to be corrupt because the heart is corrupt. And if this is not in the heart and the heart is clean, then the life will be clean as well. So we can see looking from within. So all of these things that are here that are considered to be evil, these things are coming from where? Within, not outward. All is showing what's in the heart. So as we continue to look at and examine what is in the heart, because whatever's in the heart is going to come out through words, through actions, demonstrated in character. And if we don't take the time to really look at what's in the heart and assuming that everything is good, then we're not being honest with ourselves. It's not that God doesn't already know, but we have to take the time to examine what's going on in the heart. Because if bitter envying is there, then that's not true wisdom. If all of these other things that are considered to defile a man, that are considered evil, then we have to repent from these things. We have to repent. That means turn from it. We cast our cares to the Lord. Whatever it is that one may be struggling with, whatever it is that one has now taken the time to examine and see, this is what I have going on in my heart, and it's not right. Cleansing is needed. The blood of Jesus cleanses. We cast our cares to the Lord. Not that God doesn't already know, but let us not be ignorant and let us not be arrogant in the sense of thinking that there's nothing going on in the heart that needs attention. Let us be humble and really take the time to say, okay, what's going on in my heart? Because as we can see in Mark, all of these things defile. It's not that what goes in a man, not what you're eating, but what's coming out. What comes out shows in your life, shows in character, shows in conduct, and all of these things are evil. So we look at from within. These things are not outward. These things are from within. The bitter envy, from within. Evil thoughts, from within. Adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride and foolishness. All of this is from within. And these are the things that defile a man. So I encourage you, take the time to look within. Take the time to examine yourself. Take the time to cast your cares to the Lord. Turn from those things, whatever they may be. Whatever it is that is considered to defile, whatever that may be, turn from those things. Cast your cares to the Lord and just ask the Lord, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Because the things, the issues, the things that are going on in the heart, those things there are from within. This is not an outward look. This is an inward look. It's like taking the mirror and looking at yourself. This is an inward look. What's going on in the heart? And here's my moment of transparency. I've had to take the time to just examine myself. When things try to frustrate, when certain things come up in life and I've seen how it would affect me, backing up and saying, okay, why did this affect me like that? What's going on in my heart? And I've learned that when you are taking time on you, when you are investing the time in yourself to make sure you're where you need to be, examining yourself, focused and doing the things that you need to do, that's enough time within itself. Really making sure you're in a good place inwardly and putting in the work. And I've noticed as I've been focused on my goals and focused on different things, as long as you're focused on where you need to be, not looking to your left, not looking to your right, you're putting in the work and doing what you need to do. Taking time to make sure your heart is where it needs to be. And sometimes there's some, because of what you're doing and at the pace you may be moving, and you don't even realize there's some that may have envy. There's some that may be bitter towards you, but don't allow that to impact you. Those are areas that other people have to grow. Those are areas where other people, those individuals have to examine themselves. But if you're not careful and you allow yourself to focus on the opinions of others, then you will get into a place of comparing. And that is not where we need to be. I've learned in my season of having to start over, in my season of having to, okay, go right back down to level one, to base from beginning level and just start from scratch, rebuild. I've learned in doing that, even though, you know, feeling frustrated, but still moving forward and okay, this is what has to be done. You're so focused in what it is you need to do and just saying, okay, this is just, you know, where I am in life. But I've learned in this journey just to focus on what I need to be doing. When you are focused in what you need to be doing and you're taking the time to put in the work for your growth, for your development and the things that you need to do, and examining yourself and taking your time to cast your cares to God and making sure you're dealing with things in your heart, it will eliminate the buildup. It will eliminate things piling up over time, going unaddressed, and being content step by step. Because not being content, that's just going to slow down the process. Murmuring and complaining is going to slow down the process. But making sure that what's in the heart is good. Making sure that even though others may view things a certain way or others may have their own opinion, you're not allowing that to be your focus. You're not allowing that to pull your focus and have your heart in an unhealthy place and have you in a place of operating with evil thoughts, having you in a place and operating with things where the conduct in life is not right, is not clean, and it's not glorifying God. So I encourage you, take the time to examine yourself. Take the time to cast your cares. Take the time to lay all of these things before the Lord, whatever they may be. Not taking these things into another day, not taking these things into another year, but turn from the things that are displeasing to God. Take time to focus on you. Take time to do whatever needs to be done to make sure your heart is in a good place. It's the precious blood of Jesus that cleanses, and know that whatever it is you may be facing, whatever it is you may be dealing with, we all have different things and we all have our own journey where we grow at different times in life. Don't look to your left. Don't look to your right. Take time to look within, because the things that will defile, those things come from within. Though you may be looking outward, those things come from within. Take time to look from within. Cast your cares and move forward. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength. God, I ask you, Lord, that those that may be in a place where they're taking the time to look from within, I ask you to create in them a clean heart, renew a right spirit within them. Those things, Lord, that they may not have even realized that were there, that, Lord, as they're taking the time to look in the mirror, taking the time to examine themselves, that, Lord, you just heal those places. I cast out every unclean, foul, demonic spirit. Everything, Lord, that is not of you, I command it to go in the name of Jesus. And I speak complete healing, healing in their heart, healing in their mind, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for the time to examine ourselves, the time to reflect and see what needs attention, and that the understanding comes forth to know that we all grow at different stages. We all grow at our own different pace, and let there be no bitterness, no envying in the name of Jesus. And I speak the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against us there is no law. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed.
Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.